here at the Farm Progress Show. I am with Gary Niemeyer with the National Corn Growers Association. And Gary, you're a local boy. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Auburn, Illinois, just about 50 miles straight west of here. And I've been farming since 1970 when I graduated from U of I, just east of here.
And what's your title now with NCGA?
I am currently the vice president. As of October 1, I will become president of the National Corn Growers Association.
All right. Well, here we had a press conference here. NCGA had a press conference with a congressman. Talk a little bit about what we're looking at with farm policy, the farm bill discussion coming up next year in 2012, a presidential election year. What are you doing right now as far as getting ready for that discussion?
Well, we're doing a lot of things. First of all, I want to go back. Bobby Schilling is my congressman, believe it or not, of the 17th District, and it goes right through Decatur here. It's a really interesting district. But as far as the farm bill goes, we're really interested in a farm bill that provides critical assistance to farmers when they face a loss due to adverse weather, crop diseases, and volatile commodity markets like you haven't seen, right? And one of the things we're really trying to do is, and this is commodity-wide between us, soybeans and wheat, and a few others are coming on board, we have to have crop insurance. We have to have a solid basis for what we're trying to do, and the crop insurance provides an effective and affordable crop insurance program at the federal level.
All right, well, another part of farm policy is the ACRE program, relatively new. What do you think might happen with that, and where did NCGA stand as far as that's concerned?
Well, we're trying to upgrade it, as you know, and we're trying to utilize some of the direct payments maybe to go into an approved ACRE program. And since that is a part of what we started a year ago, we're trying to make sure we get through some of the problems we've had with the previous one, trying to get them fine-tuned and get an ACRE program that will work. And right now, as far as I'm aware, our PPA, Public Policy Action Team, is in the process of determining which direction which one will take. But unfortunately, because of the way the budget process works, we have to wait till we have that number so we know which one's going to work best for us.
Okay, let's talk about ethanol. Ethanol production is doing well, but policy is kind of in limbo right now. And I won't say what do you think is going to happen, because you can't predict that, that's for sure. But what would you like to see as far as ethanol is concerned?
Well, still yet, there is the Thune-Klobuchar bill in the Senate, and hopefully we can accomplish getting some blender pumps, help the smaller producers with the tax credits, and even work with some cellulosic ethanol plants to get them on board. And hopefully these things will still be viable yet this year. Again, it's the end of the year, and everybody is focusing on the budget. We've had a lot of good policies in the past, and right now, if you look at what's going on, when you take the policy and then you just take all these policies we've done in the past, that's really how we create profitability. We develop markets through good policy, and that's what we're continuing to try to do.
Well, and corn growing, I mean, it's important to note how efficient we've gotten. The increasing productivity of the American corn grower, the American farmer in general, but especially corn growers, it's phenomenal to see how much you've improved productivity per acre. We're having a rough year, but we could very well still come out with a pretty darn good crop, right?
All in all, according to the last USDA figures, it's still the third largest crop in history. And that's the importance of this show. We're here looking at the technology, not only in seed, in machinery, guidance systems, all the technology is becoming available. We have the tools to do it. Mother Nature could help out a little better. Can you imagine what we would be like if we had 1980 hybrids during this type of a weather situation? We probably would be looking at a disaster. And that goes to the technology advances that we've had. They have just been fantastic.
Well, how does your crop look?
I've had better crops. This is going to be just about an average crop. But, hey, those are the gambles, and that's the reason we need to have some form of a risk management program for us. And crop insurance and ACRE are two of them that work best for us.
Well, when we talk about average, that goes back to the productivity thing, because when we had the yield tour go through Illinois last week, they found anywhere from 40 bushels an acre to 240. the average works out to way more than it used to be.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, even I've heard my neighbor, the first neighbor that went through the field said, oh, man, that was 70 to 170 as we went through the field the first pass. And usually you think, boy, the first pass through the field, that's the way the field's going to turn out for the year. So which is it, 70 or 170? And it'll probably average out in the middle somewhere.
Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.